Senior story, someone is always watching you. Chapter 7, humility saves the day. Buddy had finally caught the frisbee after dozens of attempts because of Jamila and Dantrell's determination and hard work. They took a break and headed over toward the swings. While swinging, Dantrell noticed a dad and his daughter with their black lab also trying to teach him to catch a frisbee. But it wasn't going so well. At one point, the dad got so frustrated, he yanked the leash and the dog knocked his daughter down. He called the dog over to a bench where they all sat, waiting for the girl to recover. After a bit, she headed over to the swings. Buddy immediately greeted her with his tail spinning like a propeller. After a few friendly pats, she sat on the third swing.
"I saw you teaching your dog. How did you ever get him to catch that frisbee? My dog just doesn't get it."
"Treats," smiled Jamila.
"Oh, that's a good idea," replied the girl.
"I have some left."
"Want them?"
offered Jamila. Just then, the dad came over with his dog. Buddy was thrilled. He immediately made friends, and they went romping around the playground.
"I was watching you teach Buddy to catch the frisbee," said the dad. "My dog just can't seem to understand."
"It's frustrating," he sighed.
"I used these treats," Jamila explained. "After Dantrell put the frisbee in Buddy's mouth and they ran back to me, I gave him a treat. It took a long time, but he finally got it."
"I never thought of that," the dad replied.
Jamila handed him what was left of the treats, and the three set to work again. After another dozen tries, the dog leapt into the air and caught the frisbee in the same way Buddy had.
"Wow!" shouted the dad. "It worked! Thanks so much!"
Jamila smiled and recalled her dad's words once again.
"Someone is always watching you."